Hello, everybody, and welcome to a different, short, strange, quick, delayed, apologetic, yet loving, caring, informative, and strung out episode of Artsy Fartsy Immigrants. Things are going to be short and quick today. You know, it's not my favorite situation to bring you not only a non-announced delayed episode, but to also bring you such a short one. But I'd rather do this than do a rerun. Yeah, let's just put it all on the table today. Crazy. I had some weird thoughts earlier. And I'll just put this right at the forefront to to put you where my head is at, which is in a momentarily weird place. I had something in my eye, like a eyelash or some sort of hair or a piece of dust or something, a speck. And I went to the bathroom and I leaned in really close to the mirror and I put my right eye, I poked it out just as far as I could, opened up wide, you know, kind of peeled my eyelash back, you know, still comfortably, but just, you know, wide, and kind of rolled my eye in all the different directions to look around and see, you know, if I see an eyelash or something, right? We've all been there. We've all had something. But it reminded me so that, you know, like on a daily basis, on a regular, everyday, normal basis, we don't really think about our physical bodies in the context of that we have this brain that we're self-aware of, like this I saw a drawing once of like there's a little alien, like a little consciousness, self-awareness alien, this little embodied thing sitting in a control booth in your head, looking through your eyes, controlling all of your body. A little bit like in Men in Black, actually. That reminds me of that. The galaxy is on Orion's belt. But kind of reminded me of that idea. But I remember I looked in, I was like looking deep and I was looking around my eye and I saw all the little red veins connecting to this pink, juicy little weird flesh that, you know, was kind of being tucked behind the skin. And it was all this like meat and veins and stuff that, you know, I don't know. It kind of put me in this thing of like, oh yeah, we're just these brains inside these bags of like meat and bone and nerves. And then the questions got bigger in my, just looking for like an eyelash. I was like, oh, we're just this like meat sack. That's so weird. That's such a strange thing to be. Just like, you don't, you know, every day it's like, oh, taxes and got to go to the grocery store and get some milk. And oh, I'd better call Deborah back. And I know her and John are having problems. And I sent an email to them today, but I didn't hear back yet. Or like, oh, the UPS driver, I had to pay a fee when they came to the door today because we're like, you know, they ran out of Coke Zero, so I had to settle for Diet Coke. Like, every day is just sort of these things that were so, that's just the way of life. But I don't know, I just had this weird thought of like, right, I'm this glop ball of bones and meat, and I have no idea why I'm here. And it was really strange, and it was very existential, and it was, it also sounds kind of stupid now that I voice it, but it was just this, like this wall that I stopped at, just looking for like this thing in my eye. And that was like 10 minutes ago, because I had planned all day up until this point to record a quick update episode, but then I just had that thought, and it seems so strange to get into a podcast and not think about that or not talk it out for myself. But very unorthodox beginning to a podcast, I have to say. Definitely not the usual content on here. But next time you're just peeking in the mirror, you know, naked or not, just, for me it was looking at the eyeball, just seeing all those little veins, tiny little veins and that little all that color in the iris and like that where it connects, like you can kind of just gently pull the skin down and just kind of see where it all connects, all those meaty flesh. And it was just so weird. It was just so weird to remember that you're kind of just in this control booth and it's all a mystery and it's all really weird and everything is kind of unanswered. Yeah. Anyway, that just came to mind. I haven't had really a lot of thoughts like that in a long time. I think it's good every once in a while to sort of reflect on something. Maybe that's silly. Maybe it's deeper. I don't know. But every once in a while, I think it's good to just kind of think about that. Maybe not the meat bag stuff, but just, you know, why are we here? What's going on? What is this stuff? Why, you know, life is funny, short, weird. And we, you know, what things are actually supposed to be important and what are we putting all this pressure on and what are we supposed to be doing? And, yeah. Interesting thought. Anyway, otherwise everything's cool. I just had that weird experience, but actually I wanted to come on here and say I'm sorry that the podcast was delayed today. It will be a short one, unfortunately, again. I think last week's wasn't so bad. It was like 40 minutes. I usually like to do about an hour, but it's just, you know, it's last minute, but I was gone on a little like 4 or 5 day trip. Went to Lake Constance for a couple of days and it rained. And then I went to Gardasee in Italy, where all of the Germans live in the world, apparently. More Germans live there than in Germany. And it rained the whole time, stormed, raining, poured rain, hurricane level rain. And we came back a day early because it was just so, so rainy, so bad of a trip. Unbelievable. Came back and, now I'm back home and I just didn't have a chance to, you know, you're just like, you're gone, you're busy, you're distracted. It was a little holiday. You know, maybe I should have pre-recorded an episode to come out today in advance, but I just didn't have time to, and you know, it's my show and I shouldn't feel so pressured every week to do everything exactly the same way as always. But, you know, I did want to let you guys know what's going on and still give you something to listen to today. Little trip. And it had nice moments, but the weather was just so trash that that's why I hadn't got back to anything today. For those who are listening to this the day that it comes out, so today, now, if you're listening to it today on the 31st of August, tomorrow, September 1st, Friday, for anybody who is going to be in Munich, from around noon until about 2:30, I'm going to be at Café Blah on Lilienstrasse here in Munich. The owner of that cafe is a guy by the name of Jake, and he was the roaster of the limited edition Jordan Prince cold brew coffee, and I'm going to be at his cafe. We're going to be drinking the coffee, trying it with, you know, trying it warm, trying it with ice cream, trying it with things like this, just kind of giving everybody a chance to, you know, explore it and taste it, and, you know, maybe we sell a few more bags. It'll be like a meet and greet if anyone wants to come by and chit-chat and have a photo or just, you know, hang out. Everything will be kind of relaxed. Hopefully it's not too stormy and cold. Doesn't look great. The weather's been pretty bad recently. I have a feeling that summer's just basically done for. But we will find out as we go along. We'll see what happens. I came back this week. I have some interesting projects lined up here. Ended up getting a video for Zurich Insurance Company and for Milka, the chocolate company, which I didn't expect. I've got some things to shoot this week I'm excited about. If you haven't seen my collaboration video I did with Hannah Teslin, who has been a guest on this podcast not that long ago. Let me see here. I don't know how far back that was. Hannah Teslin was a few weeks back. Great guest, Canadian content creator living in Germany, German partner, and we did a video together. She took a pre-existing video of mine and duetted herself, like edited herself into the video, and it came out pretty well, and people seem to like it, so that's on my Instagram page if you haven't seen that yet. We are almost at 400,000 followers. I'm just as of this recording, 3,000 shy of that. Yeah, pretty crazy. Still putting out something, trying to put out something new every day, if not at least something interesting every day. And yeah, a lot of videos coming out this week. I'm going to try and still have new videos out. Again, the podcast just had a weird thought, just some little updates to catch up on here and there. Let me see if there's anything else. Oh, yeah. Sorry for the yawning. For those who ordered stickers and merchandise, I believe the stickers are coming in today. Maybe not today, but in the next day or two. Maybe tomorrow I should have the stickers, the new order. And then I'm going to go back to the post office and get all those new orders sent off. It's unbelievable how many new orders I have. It's really insane. I'm really mind blown. I'm really happy that people like the stickers so much. We're going to explore different merch items next. Whether that's t-shirts or tote bags or both. And then I'm going to try and get some new people on the show soon. I have a few people to catch up with. Let me see here. If I put down... Yeah, there's a couple of different Americans in Germany creators that I want to talk to. There's a funny American creator I want to talk to. And there's an Irish man in Germany. And then later, like the next week, I should have an interview with Austrian Kiwi, this guy Johnny. He's a New Zealander living in Austria who does content kind of like I do, or Calvin and Hobbes or Liam Carpenter, but for Austria and New Zealand. And that should be cool. I think that's going to already be it. I just want to basically say, back here from holiday now, as bad of a holiday as it was, back on the grind. It's a rainy Thursday, but I want to say thank you guys for always, checking in, touching base. Sorry for the weird start. I just had it on my mind and I really needed to kind of just think that through. But everything's good and I love you guys. And next week is either going to be the interview with Johnny. I can't remember if that's already, maybe that's going to be too soon. But there'll be a fresh, like, full episode next week. Because now I'm not going to go anywhere for a while. Thank God. So tired of leaving Munich. I'm so tired of taking holidays right now. Sounds like such a, such a first-person problem. And it is. It is. But I want to stay home. The weather sucks. I just want to make videos and stay home and play video games in my little man cave. And that's what I'm going to do now. And I got great news that my parents are coming to Germany later in November. Very exciting news. Very happy about that. I'm going to tell you guys all more about it in the next weeks to come. Thanks for tuning in. If you like my videos, if you like the content, there's links in the show notes. Go follow us, subscribe, comment. It's a weird show, I know, but I love you guys. You're awesome. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back next week. Bye-bye. The saints are coming through, and it's all over now, baby blue. Artsy Fartsy Immigrants, ein Podcast von John Prince und Moritz Batscheider, produziert für M94.5.